Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business CD of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. This month's topic is one that affects every company owner and or manager listening to this presentation. You have a job opening. Through whatever means you may have used, you have several potential candidates to fill the position. You interview each one and usually select the one that seems to be the best qualified, has the most experience, or perhaps you simply select the one that you got along with the best. You then hire the individual, invest huge amounts of time, energy, and money into training them for that position, and then, in a few months, one of two things happen. Either the individual quits, or they underperform, and you're forced to fire them. Sound familiar? What went wrong? The bottom line is that you did not hire the right person for the right position. This month's presentation by Bill Kennard will provide a lot on insight and direction on how to hire the right employees for the right position by using a personal profile test. Now, Bill has been a licensed provider of profiles for a number of years. The system, plus his years of experience, have significantly improved the hiring practices of his clients. Listen up, and you might just learn how to hire the right person for the right job next time you fill a position.
Every job in an organization is as unique as every person applying for the position. The trick is, and always has been, finding the right person for the job. Notice, it's not just finding the right job for the person, or merely finding a warm body to fill a position. In order to find the right person, you must understand what the job needs from that employee and then find that employee who fits those needs. Every job has a different terrain. A sales job might be compared to the Autobahn because it's a fast-paced environment along with smooth talking. A management position, on the other hand, might have a rockier terrain where they are always overcoming obstacles. This leaves the technicians with the sandy desert terrain, because they are always doing the deep technical work. Once you have figured out the terrain of the job in which you're hiring, the next step is to find the right vehicle. If you're looking for a salesman, you need to choose a powerful sports car. If you want a manager, you need to find a tough off-road vehicle. And if it's the technician you're looking for, you should find the most reliable dune buggy you can get your hands on. This sounds simple enough, right? Wrong. If it was that simple, companies wouldn't have to fire people, employees wouldn't want to quit, and businesses would run with 100% efficiency. So what is the problem? Why aren't companies hiring the right vehicles for their different terrains? One reason is that companies don't take the time or they don't know how to determine the exact terrain that they are on. What we are talking about here is to find an individual whose behavior and behavioral style matches the requirements of the job that you are looking to fill. Why is this important? As a business owner, you know it costs money to hire a new employee. Even if the individual is going to be a helper or fill an entry-level position, it is important to find an individual that best fits the position. If you settle for someone who is available or you think you can groom, you might be needlessly spending money to train an individual, only to find out that they will not be happy in this particular job, or that you will not be happy with their performance. In either case, the time, training, money, and effort that you invested in this individual was wasted. You'll have to start over. Several years ago, I made the daring move of hiring my brother for a position as a technical service advisor within our company. He would have been reporting to me. His background was in the trades industry, working for a dealership in the field. I was asking him to transition to the distributorship, providing technical support to our customers. One of his other responsibilities was to provide technical training to heating and cooling contractors in the proper installation, startup, troubleshooting, and service of the products that we sold. He became quickly acclimated to the new role and could communicate with the dealers very well. After all, he spoke their language. He had been in their shoes. Our customers also quickly came to like his style and gained a trust in his advice. When it came to teaching classes, something that I had typically always done myself, I found that he had never taught classroom-style classes prior to this. He asked me, "What do I teach?" I simply answered, "What did you want to know when you were in the field that we never taught you?" He took this advice and developed some great classes. For the first time, I sent somebody else out into the field to teach training classes. The next day, I would get countless calls from dealers complimenting him on his style. He was able to convey his message to the service technicians and installers very effectively and in a manner that they could really understand. I had been at a point where others in my company had complimented me on the wisdom of my choice. Then, in the midst of doing so well, I noticed a few rough spots that he had a hard time dealing with. He shared that he was not necessarily real comfortable in front of a group. When taking phone calls from technicians in the field, he found that he would rather go out and help them fix the problem as opposed to telling them how to fix it over the phone and trust that they did it correctly. When receiving calls from end-user customers with a problem or a complaint, he did not care for having to call a contractor and get them to go out and fix the problem, when they may have been the cause of the problem to begin with. After 6 months of being on the job, developing a following of customers of his own, he turned in his resignation to me. You see, my brother is an excellent technician. He is a very customer-oriented individual, and he is very hands-on. He would rather strap on a tool belt, go out to the job, and fix the problem. Unfortunately, this job required him to pick up the telephone and talk someone else into strapping on a tool belt, going out to the job, and fixing the problem. In retrospect, the stress that I was seeing in him was not that of a new employee learning a new role. Instead, I had hired for the wrong terrain. My brother was working so hard trying to adapt to the style of this job, he was consuming a tremendous amount of energy. This energy should have been going towards the job itself. Instead, it was going toward adapting to the job. I was using the wrong vehicle on the wrong terrain. It would be like driving a Ferrari through the woods on a rough dirt road with potholes. I should have had an all-terrain vehicle. The fit just simply wasn't right. As employers, we hire people because of what they do, but we lose people or fire people because of the behavior or attitudes that they portray. Wouldn't you like to know what their behaviors and attitudes are before you hire them? Having dealt with many behavioral profiles throughout the years, I have found that most tend to focus on the high side of the scale and ignore the low side. The tool that I found that provides the greatest level of success and accuracy in predicting the potential employee's behavior has been that of TTI Personality Insights Profile. This is the only tool I have found that looks at both the high tendencies and the low tendencies of a personality trait, as well as how to interact with one another. Simply looking at a dominant style is only looking at part of the picture. It would be like looking at the painting of the Last Supper by Leonardo da Vinci and only focusing on one or two people. Let me first talk about behavioral styles, and then I will get into some of the other things to keep in mind when using this kind of a tool. Everybody has a dominant style. There are four main styles. These are, number one, dominance, or D, how you respond to problems and challenges. Number two, influence, or I, how you influence others to your point of view. Number three, steadiness, or S, how you respond to the pace of the environment. And number four, compliance, or C, how you respond to rules and procedures set by others. First of all, it's important to remember that when talking about behavioral styles, there are no rights or wrongs. They're just are. The D is not better than the I, nor is the S better than the C. The world would not function very well without each of the four styles working interactively with each other. Great teams work best when there's a proper mixture of the four styles. The D, I, S, C, or DISC system is a neutral system. Be careful not to simply lump somebody into a category and then look at them either positively or negatively as a result. As I said earlier, everyone has a dominant behavioral style. Since this is the case, let's take a closer look at each of the four styles involved. Number one is dominance. The D scale tells how people will address problems and challenges. An individual whose primary behavioral style is dominance will tend to be very ambitious, forceful, decisive, independent, and challenging. These people will be task-oriented and direct. When they are buying, they will be quick decision-makers. They love change. Their environment will tend to be efficient, but not necessarily very neat. They will read the cliff notes instead of reading the whole book. They'll tend not to like chit-chat, but will want to get direct to the point. To relieve stress, the dominant person will prefer physical activity, most likely one of a competitive nature. Some examples of a high D style would be Hillary Clinton, John McEnroe, Charles Barkley, and Roseanne Arnold. On the other hand, an individual with a low D will tend to be more mild and agreeable. They'll be more cautious and unsure. These people will be slow to anger and are said to have a long fuse. Number two, influence. The I scale tells how people will influence others to their way of thinking. An individual whose primary behavioral style is influence will tend to be very enthusiastic, trusting, charming, and confident. These people will tend to be convincing and inspiring, spontaneous and talkative. When buying, they'll be quick decision makers, rather showy, and will buy on impulse. They are not good at setting goals and will tend to be more disorganized. They will take risks, but in moderation. High I's are great team players and can negotiate conflict well. Some examples of high I styles would be Steve Martin, Robin Williams, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Andre Agassi. Low I people, on the other hand, will tend to be more logical, suspicious, and matter-of-fact. They can tend to be a bit moody or even critical. These people will also tend to be a bit pessimistic or distrusting. Again, remember, none of these traits are good or bad. They just are. Number three, steadiness. The S scale tells how people demonstrate pace and activities. An individual whose primary behavioral style is steadiness will tend to be passive, amiable, predictable, and understanding. These people will tend to be sincere, stable, patient team players. They will not switch jobs readily and will strive to keep harmony in both business and personal relationships. Closure is important to this individual. Once they start something, they will need to finish it. These people may not like to watch a movie if they've missed the beginning. They're wonderful support people. When buying, these people will take their time. They'll buy traditional products. Goals that they set will tend to be short-term. They'll usually have a to-do list. They'll follow the rules that have been set and tested and make sense to them. They're hard, dependable workers. Some examples of the high S style would be Magic Johnson, Mother Teresa, Mr. Rogers, or Michael J. Fox. Low S people will tend to be very alert and active. They prefer variety and can be very flexible in their lives. They can juggle many tasks at the same time and are eager to do so. They'll be somewhat impulsive and maybe even a little bit hypertense. These people can also be somewhat emotional or expressive. Number four, compliance. The C scale tells how people react to procedures and constraints. An individual whose primary behavioral style is compliance will tend to be a perfectionist, accurate, conscientious, and precise. They'll be very diplomatic and patient. In tasks, they will be very methodical and analytical. The high C will not be a risk taker and will follow procedures and go by the book. They know there is a right way and a wrong way to do things, and they prefer to be right. The motto of the High C is prove it. They will be task-oriented people who avoid conflict, and they'll be slow buyers who want all the facts about the products that they're buying. Salespeople dealing with a High C will have to be able to support all the claims they're making. Again, remember, the High C wants all the facts. Prove it. Some examples of a High C style would be Ted Koppel, Mr. Stock, Jack Nicholas, Diane Sawyer. Low C personalities will be independent and self-willed. A low C will have their own opinion and will not want others to tell them how to do things. They don't really want to follow somebody else's rules because they have their own set of rules. In fact, they may even break their own rules if it makes sense to them at that particular given time. These personalities on the far end of the scale will not have any fear and will take a lot of risks. Now, I've just described the four main styles in their pure form. It's important to remember that people are rarely a purist when it comes to behavioral styles. Usually, less than 2% of the population will be an actual purist. The balance of the population will be a mix of the four styles. They'll have a primary trait and some tendencies of the other three. The mix of the other three will affect how this individual responds to his or her environment. Again, remember, there is no right or wrong here. There just is. Also remember that low tendencies will affect the behavioral styles of an individual. For example, a person who is a high D and a high C will tend to be ambivalent, vacillating, and temperamental. The D in him says, hey, do it. The C in him says, yeah, but make sure we do it right. This combination can be a bit of an internal conflict for the individual. On the other hand, a person who is a high D and a low C will tend to be very decisive, daring, bold, and he's going to take a lot of risks. This person will be aggressive, will independently tackle problems with little regard for possible drawbacks, and really not care about, he's not going to look at the drawbacks in some of his choices that he'll make. Now stop and think about the people that you interact with every day. Can you guess what their behavioral style is? Even with this very basic description of the four styles, you may be able to pick out their primary style. Now here's the real key. Can you tell what your own behavioral style is? Picture for a minute four individuals going on a cross-country trip. One is a high D, one is a high I, one is a high S, and the other is a high C. Who's driving? Oh, definitely the high D. What's his mindset? You know it. Get in, sit down, be quiet, and I hope you went to the restroom before we left because we're not stopping until we get there. Where's the high I? High I is riding shotgun, front passenger seat. What is he or she doing? Probably playing with the radio. The high D, meanwhile, is probably slapping his hand saying, don't touch that thing again. Where's the high C? The high C is probably in the back seat. What is he or she doing? Well, reading a road map. He knows the route. After all, he probably planned it out before they left. He knows how many miles you've driven and how many you have left to go. He knows that the car can drive another 43.4 miles before you need to stop and fill up with gas again. And on that note, you better get on over into the right-hand lane because the next exit is only 3 miles up the road. And the smart thing to do is to stop and fill up now, not get too low on gas. Where's the high S? The high S is also in the back seat. What are they doing? Reading a book? Taking a break now and then to resolve whatever discord has come up in the front seat between the D and the I so that harmony can be restored in the vehicle. Do you know people like this? Do you know somebody that fits each one of these styles? Sure you do. As this example shows, it's important. No, actually, it's imperative that you pick the right people that fit your particular job. You can't pick someone and expect the job to bend for them and then expect them to be a superior performer. It doesn't work that way. The key here is to know the needs of the job and then find an individual to fulfill that. This is not that hard if you have the right tools. Just as the key to getting any service work or installation work done correctly, professionally and efficiently, depends on having the right tools. Selecting the right person to give superior performance also depends on having the right tools. If you don't use the right tools to bend up sheet metal, run wires, solder water pipes, or hang a garage door, your work will be less than the customer deserves and will cost more. Someone will pay the cost for this. It will either be your company or your customer, but someone will bear the cost. At this point, let's take a look at what tools you can use to find the best fit for the position you're filling. As I mentioned earlier, I like to use the TTI Personality Insights Profile. There's a couple of steps needed to properly find the position or the person for the right job. First, you need to profile the position. Any person can look great and will be great for some position, but will they be great for your position? Profiling a position consists of answering a survey about the requirements for the specific position you have available. There might be one profile for an installation crew, another for the installation crew leader, another for the service manager, still another for the office manager. This profile would be completed by the company principal, service manager, or whoever the person is that's responsible for this position. I would also recommend that if you have a key employee already in this position, they should also complete the survey. They know the job and know the requirements of it. Then compare the two surveys, or the surveys of all individuals who have completed it, to come up with one master profile for the position. Once this is completed, you now have a position profile that you can use as a template to measure any prospective employees against to determine how well they will fit the position you have available. Remember, if the person does not fit the position, then you will be investing a lot of time and money, and they will be investing a lot of energy into adapting to a position and will not perform up to your expectations. Second, you need to profile the potential employee. The process of profiling a potential employee is very simple. It's all internet-based. The potential employee simply logs onto a website and will respond to a series of questions. Each question is designed to determine the style of the person taking the profile. Since the program has been available for some time, and TTI continues to test each question to verify that it will enable them to drill down to the true behavioral style, the tool has been proven to be very accurate. The person taking the profile, or the respondent, as they're called, should not take any more than 10 minutes to complete the profile, and they should not try to overanalyze each question. They should just simply answer from the gut, move on to the next question. There's a total of 24 questions that they'll respond to. The nice part about the tool is that since taking part in this profile is internet-based, you can have them take the profile at your office once you've determined that you want to look into this candidate farther, or you can have them log on to the website from their home and complete the profile before you have them come into your office for an interview. The advantage of the latter method is that you can now use the profile as a screening to rule out any individuals who just won't be a proper fit for the position. You will also have a good idea of this individual's behavior before you invest the time to complete an interview. You'll also have a good idea of what questions you may want to ask to drill down into a particular part of their behavior and how it might affect their performance on the job. Third, we need to compare the person to the position. When the profile is completed, a detailed copy of this individual's profile will be provided to the employer. This can be done in one of two different ways. Some companies are very familiar with this tool and know how to read the profile and interpret it and understand what it's telling them. In this particular case, a copy can be emailed directly to the manager. Other companies who don't use the tool on a regular basis may choose to get a little bit more feedback and coaching from their distributor. They get help interpreting it. In this case, I typically provide a copy to them along with input and coaching in analyzing, looking at things that they should watch out for with this individual. The behavioral profile will tell you how this person typically works, how he or she likes to get things done, do they start many tasks without completing any of them, or do they need to complete one thing before going on to the next. Do they set goals for themselves and regularly check back against those goals to see that they're meeting them? Or do they need a little bit of help from you in determining what their goals should be and also meeting with them periodically to review those goals to see if they're still on the right track? Will they be short with your customers, or will they have a lot of patience? What kind of environment do they prefer to work in? A clean, organized desk or truck? Or are they the kind of person who will tell you that, look, boss, there's two kinds of messy. Organized messy and messy messy. And I'm the organized messy. The profile is also automatically compared to the position profile that you created earlier. This will help you determine how well this individual will fit the position. Remember that if their behavioral style does not fit the position, they will not be able to perform up to your expectations, and you will ultimately end up dissatisfied. Now, don't be fooled into thinking that this person is a nice guy and I like him, therefore I'll hire him and he'll do well. You need to plan for success in your company. Determine what kind of person will work best in each position, and then find these people to fill those positions. You might also want to run a comparison of this individual to the behavioral profiles of the other people you already have on staff. Just as a potential employee might not fit the requirements of the job, they really might not fit well with your current employees. Your customers have the right to expect that the people that you send to their home will be able to work together. You've seen it. Two people can be working together installing a job, and they are like oil and water. One always puts his tools back in the toolbox when he's finished using them, while the other one just kind of lets them lay wherever he finished using it. One gets frustrated and the other one frustrated with the other one, and they don't get anything done. In contrast, some people work together so well it's incredible. One person anticipates what the other person needs and provides it before the first guy even asks. When one person needs an extra hand, the other one is there, and they work together like a well-oiled machine. They get a lot of things done in a very effective, very efficient manner. You want to create the team that will work as a well-oiled machine and rule out the possibility of building in frustration. Now, fourth, you want to run a full profile for managing the employees. Once you've made a decision to hire an individual, you'll want to get a copy of the management staff version of the new employee's profile. The management staff profile from TTI is designed to allow you as a manager to direct and motivate your team of employees as efficiently as you can, helping them set goals to improve weaknesses that you found in the hiring version of the profile, and come back to it in a few months to determine if they are making the right progress, really continues to improve them as an employee and the value of them to your company. This tool is designed to be used as an ongoing method of helping your employees become more efficient and ultimately more profitable for your company. Help them to understand their behavioral style and how to better communicate with your customers who may be of a different behavioral style. The Behavioral Insights Profile is a tool. Just as you buy tools to install a furnace, pull wire through conduit, clean chimneys, blow out water from an underground irrigation system for the winter, you need to purchase the right tools to make sure that that you're hiring the right people before you spend the time and money to train them for a particular position within your company. Unfortunately, if you don't, you may just simply find out that they're not a good fit. To run a profitable company is to make a series of decisions that will enhance productivity of your people, satisfy your customers, and enable you to better meet their needs. This in turn will motivate your customers to spend their money with your company, knowing that you are the one who can take care of their problems and provide them with greater peace of mind. Go ahead. Buy the right tools. Hire the right people. Become more profitable as a company and as an individual. Chances are this won't happen by itself. You need to make a decision to do this. You need to make a decision that this is the direction you want to go in and take action to make it happen.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. As a reminder, our 3-day basic business boot camp continues to take the industry by storm. We also have a brand new program called Service Managers University. The program utilizes the ProfitMax software program and provides everything an owner or service manager needs to know how to run a very profitable service department. For more information on our 3-day basic business boot camps or Service Managers University, simply call Grandy & Associates at 1-800-432-7963 or check us out on the web. The address is www.grandyassociates.com. A small investment in training can produce huge profits. The Service Contractors Business CD of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, just give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.